We took a short break there. Pinto moved some things around to be able to give more time on this program to Vicky Pimentel. I believe I mispronounced your name, Vicky. I apologize for that. She's with KTRS Radio in St. Louis, Missouri, and she has been reporting for the past couple of days on the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. Vicky, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks so much, Mike, for having me on.
Have you had a chance to get down to Ferguson in, you know, today or the last couple of days and see with your own eyes what's going on? And if you have, just describe the situation a little bit for our listeners, if you would.
Sure. Well, daytime, most of the protests in Ferguson have been very peaceful. Today I was up at the police headquarters where the police chief, Tom Jackson, spoke. There were demonstrators outside chanting, but no problem. There wasn't like the huge police presence and that type of thing. Police are generally comfortable enough with people protesting as long as it stays peaceful, but it seems like once the sun sets, I think elements that just come out to rabble-rouse a little bit, join the peaceful demonstrators, and then there are times when trouble starts. And so police chief today said that it is a powder keg. There's no question. Emotions are all frayed, and there's a lot of anger and upset. He met today with officials from the NAACP, also with the Department of Justice. They have a community outreach program, and that's really what he is focusing on to work on the aftermath of all of this. You know, because one of these days, the media goes home, and the protesters will go home, but the problem will persist. And the underlying problem has a lot to do with mistrust between authorities and the primarily minority community.
Well, and that's the question I had for you, Vicky, was this a situation waiting for something to happen to trigger it? Because I think I explained the basic history of Ferguson is it was once a mostly white community. Over the years, the demographics have changed. It's mostly African-American now with a mostly white police force. Is there a history of mistrust and other incidents that led up to this final big incident that's blown up now?
I don't think in terms of the Ferguson Police Department itself. I think in terms of the area. St. Louis City Police, for instance, a year ago, April, had a situation where they shot a young man and, you know, it took 15 months for them to come out and say it was justifiable, and the kid was shot 21 times. That didn't sit well with the minority community. So there's not so much Ferguson alone, but in other municipalities, there have been situations that have angered the minority, primarily black community. And so this is one of those. It's not so much that Ferguson has this history, but the area definitely, sure. Has this undercurrent.
Vicky Pimentel is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. She's with KTRS Radio out of St. Louis, Missouri. That's 550 on your AM dial if you want to check it out online and hear their reports as they're coming from Missouri. You know, is there any shot of this thing settling down in the next day or two? Because I think we're going on, this will be our fifth night now coming up as the sun sets here. And as you said, once the sun sets, the rabble-rousing elements come out. Is there any chance of this thing settling down, Vicky? Because it seems like it just keeps on, if not getting bigger, certainly riding along.
Yeah, like Sunday, Monday nights were very rough. Then Tuesday was a little quieter. Last night, there was more tear gas in the canisters. The concussion canisters were used in order to disperse crowds. I think today we're seeing so many. The governor is in town. Senator Claire McCaskill is here. I think you're seeing a lot of these meetings with the civic and the faith leaders in the community. I think that's where a lot of outreach has to happen, where cooler heads may prevail. One of the things I will say about what's happening in Ferguson, though, a lot of the people being arrested are not from Ferguson. And, you know, you'll see a couple of people were from out of state and, you know, St. Louis and other surrounding communities, but not necessarily living in the town of Ferguson itself. And that often happens that way. Other people look and, you know, it just seems like a good time. And with social media, boom, you can be organized in a matter of minutes. And so in terms of settling down, I know tonight that the tactical units of the police department will be, you know, on the scene. Depending on who you talk to, one side said last night that it was peaceful until the police started to fire tear gas. And the police say, hey, one of our guys was hit in the head with a Molotov cocktail. Another has a broken bone in the leg from a brick being thrown. So depending on who you talk to, you know, he said, each side is pointing the finger. I think it's going to be the heads of the residents, the parents, people who will, and you know, the church leaders to try to, you know, simmer it down. And I think the police, for their, you know, work, feel that they're okay. You stay on the sidewalk, you have your signs, you have your chants, you can demonstrate peacefully all night long if you want to. We prefer that you demonstrate during the day, but if you're peaceful, you have the right to demonstrate. It's when it starts to get, you know, people start exchanging whatever it is, rocks or bottles, and that's when it gets pretty hairy. And it has, you know, with the tear gas, and it's been pretty volatile. They have been able to, I think, keep it pretty localized. We had a few incidents on Monday night around the city, and, you know, so it wasn't all just in Ferguson, not in terms of rioting, but some smash and grabs and, you know, young people, 10 or 15 cars roaming around and you know.
How big of an area are we talking about? You know, when we see the TV shots here in Fargo-Moorhead, you know, it looks like the whole world is exploding, Vicki, but how big of an area are we talking where there are protesters and police? Because the camera can play tricks sometimes. Is it the entire city of Ferguson, or is it a one-block or two-block area, or what?
Oh, I would say it's probably about a quarter-mile stretch of a road called West Florissant, and that's where that quick trip was, where you might have seen the fire at the gas station that was gutted, and some of the storefronts. Again, you know, it's hard when you're beating up on your own community.
Sure. But, no, absolutely. Yes. So, Vicki.
I
apologize. We're up against a break. I need to run. Vicki, thank you very much for taking some time for us today. Good luck and stay safe, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Vicki Pimentel. She's with KTRS Radio in St. Louis, Missouri. We can take your phone calls on this. Who's right? Who's wrong? Are the police going overboard? Are the protesters going overboard? I want to hear from you. 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. Yeah.